Hello, my name is Franziska Neugebauer. I'm a lawyer at BDO Legal Germany, and I want to talk to you about the challenges of data protection during COVID-19, and especially under the aspect of introducing working remote. Because of the COVID-19 outbreak, companies around the world are facing various challenges. In order to support fighting the pandemic and to adapt their daily business to this exceptional situation, many of them have started or want to start implementing working remote at short notice. However, it is important for enterprises not to neglect their duties towards protection of their customers' and employees' personal data. This applies especially for companies in the European Union, where they must observe the GDPR regulations. Working from home seems to be a great way to keep business running as much as possible, even during this unusual period. Where the business model allows it, companies therefore have decided to enable their employees to work from home. Plus, it also helps protecting the health of the staff and society at large. In Germany, for example, governments even give official recommendations to support working from home as an employer. But implementing working remote needs to be well prepared. Spontaneous solutions usually do not fully implement all security requirements. So, working from home without specific preparation is not a low-risk measure from a data protection point of view. To keep up communication between their employees, companies may also need to select a video conference tool. In order not to neglect data security and data protection, employers are well advised to seek support from their data protection officer. If they do not take basic measures, companies may otherwise face serious disadvantages. Negligence on security measures can bear high risks for companies. According to the GDPR, data protection supervisory authorities can, for example, impose a ban on the project or a fine on the company if GDPR regulations are violated. Also, the data subject may claim for damages. So, to make the project working from home legally secure, employers must implement appropriate technical and organizational measures. But it is also important for companies to comply with standards of IT security to protect their own information, such as trade and business secrets. Attackers invade IT systems to blackmail money from companies by threatening to paralyze their IT system or to use their data without authorization. Without appropriate data security measures, trade and business secrets cannot be protected. Introducing working from home needs preparation. There are a few basic measures for companies to achieve data security and data protection. Those can be, for example, giving guidelines and binding regulations on IT and data security to staff. Using a virtual private network to reach internal resources of a company. Using protected internet connection while working from home. Making aware of the techniques and risks of phishing. Keeping business devices safe at home. And not printing out documents or even disposing documents in the household waste bin. Provision of secure communication channels is also very important. Companies do not want their staff to use private communication tools like WhatsApp. Thus, selecting a video conference tool to substitute face-to-face meetings is a major part of the project working remote for many companies. When used by employees in the EU, such a video conference tool must comply with GDPR regulations. For example, using transport encryption and end-to-end encryption, disabling the collection of telemetry data or biometric data, not recording or enabling the record of conferences, turning on the microphone and the camera are at the individual user's disposal. Employers mustn't forget to inform their staff properly according to the GDPR. Also, the controller has to include the new software in the record of processing activities. As another GDPR specificity, the controller may be obliged to carry out a data protection impact assessment according to the GDPR. If this is needed, depends on the individual software. But since the processing of personal data by a video conference tool also takes place in the employee's private environment due to working remote, there is a strong case for a duty to carry out a data protection assessment. In conclusion, companies must not neglect the requirements of data security and data protection. The obligation to comply with data protection laws begins with the preparation of working remote and the selection of suitable software providers and must be observed and monitored during the whole period of use. Managers should therefore seek support from their data protection officer.